Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry of the Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor and senior citizens pastor at Brookside. And we call the broadcast Word for Life because obviously the Word of God is for every aspect of life. And we've had the privilege of interviewing many, many folks on our broadcasts. Today is certainly a wonderful opportunity to meet two guys who are twins and who grew up in a Christian family, Mike and Mark Herbster from Kansas City area. And I've known them and their mom and dad for 7,000 years. At least it seems like that long. And we're thrilled to be able to have them in our church and preaching a week of meetings. And we just wanted to have you guys come and just kind of tell us about your life and tell us what God has been doing in your life. So why don't we just start, Mark, with you, and just since you are, what, 2 minutes older than Mike?
Well, I'm actually 5 minutes older.
5 minutes
than
older.
Mike, yes. And
so you're much wiser then, is that right?
Well, I'm sure that 5 minutes did me a world of good. But we are very blessed to have been born into just a great Christian family. And, of course, I think everybody understands that that kind of a family makes a huge impact on children's lives.
Exactly.
And so growing up in not only a Christian home, but a pastor's home, we are very exposed to the right kind of true Christian living,
right,
and sincere Christians in our home. My dad was a pastor in Kansas City and has been for almost 30 years. And the unique thing is all three of us as his sons, I have another brother named Matt, All three of us are now preaching in the ministry as well, which I think speaks volumes for their example to us.
Fantastic.
And
yes.
God has blessed me with a family of my own, and we travel around the country. As we've come here to Wisconsin, we go to many other states, but we travel and we live in a trailer, we live in an RV, and I take my family. I have four daughters God has blessed me with. Their names are Megan, Madison, Morgan, and Meredith. So it's a wonderful blessing to serve
Amen.
The Lord in that way. And I want Mike to maybe tell about his family and how, you know, Lord kind of led us together.
It is a privilege to be able to serve the Lord as brothers as well, which
yeah.
is kind of unique, and identical twins, and traveling around the country and serving the Lord together. And I, too, want to thank the Lord for the heritage which we have. And I think of the verse in 2 Timothy chapter 3, which Paul writes to Timothy and says about Timothy's childhood, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which were able to make thee wise into salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Mark and I both had the privilege of receiving Christ as our Savior as children because of the faithfulness of Christian parents who taught us the Scriptures. And going to church and being in Sunday school and a place that taught the Bible, we were able to hear the Scriptures, and it was able to make us wise into salvation.
Amen.
It's just a good reminder that as Christian parents, as we raise our children for the Lord, that you cannot understand the value of the Word of God in your children's life. And it'll make them wise into salvation. But the following verse then says that that scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for us, for reproof, for correction, instruction, and righteousness. And the Word of God is really a powerful thing in a child's life to help them see the path
right.
they need to take. And,
right.
and I personally, Pastor Huffman, have really been thankful for parents who directed me in that way. And because of that, you know, the Lord led and guided us through our life. And as any teenager or young person would struggle, we struggled, but we had parents who were willing to direct us and guide us. And we had a lot of great Christian education throughout our existence as well. And I went to a Christian college, seminary, and prepared for the ministry. And now the Lord has allowed me to be married to my wife, Amy, and four children that God has blessed us with, Micah, Malachi, Michaela, and McKenna. And guess what we're trying to do in their life? Exact same thing. And I
right,
think that's
right.
That's definitely a scriptural principle as well, that the things which we learn, we need to commit to others who will then do the same thing. And this is what God intends for us as parents, and to pass the truths that are important to the next generation. And it's been a tremendous blessing to even see our children, all four of my children, come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior already at their
that's
at
awesome.
Their young age.
Yeah.
So it's a real privilege.
And both of you married girls named Amy.
Yes, that's correct.
That is
funny.
That is amazing. But as you were introducing them to our church, and you gave all these Mike and Mark and all the other M's, then you said, what about your wives?
Yeah, they're all M names. Micah, Malachi, Michaela, McKenna, Megan, Madison, Morgan, and Meredith. And our wives' names are Amy, but they fit well into this alliteration because we call them Mom. Mom and Mom.
And every preacher has to have alliteration, right?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but every good one, right? Every good preacher has alliteration. No.
We
enjoy doing those kind of things help us remember, but sure helps us keep track of them. And Pastor, for many years I used to think, wow, it'd be great to have just a testimony where you came out of the world. And I remember as a teenager thinking, boy, it'd just be great to share a testimony where, you know, you were a drunk and you were maybe even into drugs. And yet there are many, many people out there just like me that maybe at a time in their life they thought that. But now that I look back on my life, I'm so thankful that that is not my testimony.
Right.
My testimony
right.
is that I was protected and sheltered in a sense when I was a kid and a teenager and even in college. A lot of wonderful people that have helped me through the years. And, you know, the amazing thing about it, whether you come out of a terrible background of maybe a whole lot of scars and sin, or whether you were saved at an early age like we were, the amazing thing is it is the same grace of God
right.
that needed to touch our lives. And no amount of sin in somebody's life makes them a better person or less of a person.
Sure.
And we're all sinners that needed a Savior. And so it's a privilege. You know, our testimony is just as amazing that God protected us and brought us through a Christian home like that as it would be if we came off the streets, you know, as a homeless person. And so none of us are any better than any other person.
And I can tell you, Mark, that as a counseling pastor, so many times I'll talk to parents who think, well, you know, every teen is going to go astray. You know, mm-hmm. every one of them is going to mess up big time, but, you know, they'll come back. There's nothing in the Bible that says you have to go astray.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and what an awesome testimony it is to be able to say, like you said, God protected us.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Satan said about Job when he was talking to God. He said, but you put a hedge right. around him and his family. And I honestly believe that God will do that as not only the parents are faithful, but the children are obedient.
Right.
And have a heart for God.
I think even some of the cultural issues have forced parents into believing the lie that all teenagers are going to rebel at some point. All of them are going to turn aside from the truth that they were taught. And I do think there is truth to the fact that teenagers are becoming adults. They're becoming independent. They may struggle
sure.
with certain things. But I believe that if a young person is brought up in the things of the truth of the Word of God and in a sense, sheltered from a lot of the corruption that could come into their life.
Mm-hmm.
Really, rebellion is not a guarantee.
Right.
And I can just say for my life, and I know for my brother as well, that there was never a time where we just rebelled against our parents and rebelled against the Lord.
Right.
And, you know, there are many factors to that. But for those of you parents out there that think that the teenage years are coming, oh, no, look out.
Lock the kids up or something,
you know,
like that. Right.
Sometimes the teenage years are the best years because you can have a great logical biblical discussion with your kids
sure.
and they can pick up on God's truth in a great way.
You know, an encouragement to parents, you know, the Bible gives us so many challenges and commands as parents to guide and direct our children. And, you know, the typical philosophy of our world today is to let the children kind of run the house. Well, that ought not be the case. I know for us it wasn't the case.
I know your parents.
And,
I know it wasn't the case.
You know, that doesn't mean that the parents are mean and ugly. It means that they show love, and the true love actually directs
right.
and corrects. And I'm thankful for the love of my parents that corrected and directed me, disciplined me,
mm-hmm.
and helped me find the right way through the Word of God. I always challenge any young parents out there. We're in the thick of it with you. You know that this is God's plan for our lives as young parents, is to help direct our children in the truth of God's holy word. And it takes a lot of hard work, and it shows the selfishness of our own hearts many times.
That's the truth, yes.
I remember when I first became a parent and how quickly I began to understand that one of the reasons God gave me children was not so that necessarily just so that I could raise those children, but so that I could actually see the true selfishness
mm-hmm.
of my own heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does reveal a lot about yourself when God entrusts you with that wonderful privilege of raising someone for the Lord.
Right.
And what a privilege that has been. But a challenge to the children out there, too, you know. God wants you to follow the direction of your parents, and when you do, God will bless.
Because I'm sure we have some children who are listening and getting ready for school, possibly, who are beginning to say, you know, it seems like I'm always struggling with being obedient.
Mm-hmm. That's a struggle that every heart has. We're all one step away from rebellion.
Yeah, yeah.
And the disobedient heart is, we're all sinful by nature, and God wants us to listen to the Spirit of God and be obedient. And today, be challenged to be obedient as you go throughout your day, to walk with the Lord, and children to follow your parents' admonitions.
Right.
I love Ephesians 6:1. My dad used to joke that he made us quote that when we came into the world. But it's a wonderful verse for children. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It is right for you to obey your parents. Honor thy father and thy mother, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. God adds his blessing to children who obey their parents.
Right.
And you can count on it. God's promise is true.
But, you know, there is more to a child's life than just obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen a lot of kids grow up, and yes, they're obedient, but they don't ever have a heart for God.
It's a very good point.
Right. Well, there's a real possibility that if you don't shepherd the heart of a child, that they could become experts at doing the right thing, but they're really not being right from the inside.
Right.
And I think we know, even as adult Christians, that's a possibility for every Christian, that you could externally behave right while internally you have the wrong attitude or the wrong motivation. And I think sometimes parents have become lazy, and maybe they've expected a lot externally from their children, but ultimately they haven't really taught the children why they do what they do. And I think one of the ways you can really help shepherd a child's heart into the truth and to follow the truth is really sharing with them the scriptural, biblical principles and commands, that what they're doing is built upon a relationship with God, not just a relationship with their parents.
So what you're saying is it should be more than the statement from a parent, do this because I say so.
That's right.
It should be, do this because God says so, and let's talk about why.
That's exactly right. And I think there's a shift that comes in the early years. Obviously, children just need to learn strict obedience.
Exactly.
And first-time obedience.
Mm-hmm.
But the older they get and the more mature they get, then there's conversations and dialoguing that goes on with the parents to help them see the relationship behind the rules. You know, I've heard it said, rules without relationship is deadly. And if you just give rules and rules and rules, but they don't sense the love and the concern reasons for the rules, then there's going to be a rebellion that could possibly come in that child's life.
Right.
And so, you know, it's an opportunity for us as parents to work diligently. I think, frankly, there's a tendency to be lazy and apathetic with our children, and it takes a lot of hard work and a lot of time that we need to give to our children.
Well, we've run out of time, guys, but we will definitely pick this up in our next broadcast, because we want to talk about how to develop a heart for God. You guys have done it, and obviously you're working on doing the same thing in the lives of your children, and maybe you can just begin to share some things that you saw your parents do to help you to develop a heart for God. And so, if you are a parent listening to us this morning, be sure to listen to us next time. And be praying that God will enable your children to do more than just obey, but to obey with a right heart attitude. So until next time, I pray that the Lord will bless you in a fantastic way.